Well, it's a great day for basketball, that's for sure. And here you go. And we've got conference schedule. Oh, you know, it's the tournament. It's the tournament. The 1A basketball tournament here in Juneau at Thunder Mountain High School. What a facility. Absolutely beautiful. Great atmosphere in the gym all day so far today. And let's run down some of what we have seen already today. In the girls' bracket, Yakutat actually got a bye. So Yakutat's going to go on to play tomorrow night against the winner of the Angoon-Hoona game, which wrapped up early this morning. It was a 9:45 a.m. game, and it was a barn burner. Angoon and Hoona tied at the end of three. Angoon able to just sneak by Hoona to win that tilt against Yakutat tomorrow. The final score there was 35-29, but it was a close-fought game, and that makes Hoona dropping down to play Friday at 11 a.m. And action that just wrapped up here in Juneau. Cake and Heidelberg on the girls' side tilted off, and Cake ran away with it 74-31, and it was it wasn't much of a contest. It's a longer gym here than the court in Heidelberg, and I don't know if that had something to do with the turnout, but Cake was firing on all cylinders this afternoon here at Thunder Mountain High. On the boys' side, the only game we've had so far was Hoona versus Gus Davis, and Hoona absolutely walked all over Gus Davis. 71-31 is that score. So Gus Davis is going to play tomorrow at 2:30 in the afternoon against the loser of Klawock and Thorn Bay. Skagway versus Heidelberg is the tilt we're about to see. 2:30 game time action. We've got some announcements going on inside the gym right now. Heidelberg, well, they gave us all sorts of trouble on their home court, and Skagway's looking to get on the board against Heidelberg this year. Let's look at the Heidelberg players that'll be playing in today's game. Sydney Warren, Eden Shaw will be starting. Trayshawn Miramontes, Nick Nix is their point guard. Guy Sanderson and Michael Eaglestaff all starting for Heidelberg for Skagway today. They're going to be starting Colton Belisle, Coda Shindo, Alex Ackerman, Stephen McKnight, and Danny Brady. And the tip is up and won by Heidelberg. And we are under action here in Juneau. First shot of the game up and no good by Nick Nix. Rebound comes down to Coda Shindo, up quickly into the forecourt to Danny Brady. Danny Brady has the ball on the right-hand side, looks to get it to Ackerman. Ackerman gets it into the high post to Colton Belisle, who's turnaround jump shot blocked by Michael Eaglestaff, and he is long, and he can also shoot the three, and he launches a 19.5-foot jump shot, misses, and Skagway comes down with a rebound. Danny Brady comes down with that, gets it over to Coda, back over to Danny, into the forecourt. Danny Brady working on Nick Nix, gets the ball over to Coda. Coda quickly into the high post to Stephen McKnight. Stephen looking to pass it out, gets it out to Colton. Colton Belisle on the right side, gets it down low into the block to Stephen McKnight. Stephen McKnight, oh, finds a slashing Alex Ackerman. The first points of the game are from Skagway. Alex Ackerman on a nice assist from Stephen McKnight, and Skagway doing a nice job keeping control of that basketball. Quickly now, Miramontes launches up a three-point shot, no good. The box out from Alex Ackerman, ineffective. He gets around it and forces a ball out of bounds off of Skagway, they're going to call it. And it will remain Heidelberg basketball. The Warriors to inbound with Miramontes, and the inbound pass almost picked off. Next pass over to the wing, almost picked off. Instead, we get a layup opportunity. Oh, good defense by Skagway, but it broke down at the wrong time, and Michael Eaglestaff brought it in. As I mentioned, he's very long, and took it over the top of the defense for the easy bucket. We are knotted at 2 with 6.5 minutes here to go in the first quarter. Coda Shindo has the ball up top for Skagway, looking to work off a pick from Danny Brady. Danny's pick, a little bit ineffective. Coda's pass over to the left-hand side, gets it to Ackerman. Ackerman's jump shot just off the front of the rim. Bounces long, no good. Nick Nix with the rebound. Nick Nix working it into the forecourt to Michael Eaglestaff, whose shot is up, no good. There for the rebound, and up and in is Eaglestaff. Very difficult to contend with. If you don't put a body on him, you're not going to be able to box him out. Danny Brady has the ball now for Skagway. Over on the left, tries to get to Ackerman. Ackerman unable to stop the ball from going out of bounds. Passes a little wide, and that's a turnover for Skagway. An unforced error not caused by the defense, which was sagging. As I mentioned, this is a longer court, and Skagway with less subs than Heidelberg may feel a little bit of wind. It's about 14 feet longer than the court in Heidelberg. Action down low results in a foul. It was Sidney Warden-Eatonshaw trying to take the ball up to the basket. He draws a foul. And he will go to the line shooting two. The foul is going to be called against Alex Ackerman. Don't call him Alex Ackerman, even though it was a hack. First shot up, no good. 4-2 the score, 5:41 to go here in the first quarter. Taking his time, Sidney Warren, easy shot, second shot up, buries it. 5-2 now the score. Ball inbounded to Ackerman, gets it over to Brady. Brady working to let work into it and out of a trap. Yep, Heidelberg's trap, very effective there. Danny Brady trying to get the ball to Coda, unable to do it, and results in a turnover, but Heidelberg sloppy with the ball on the other end, also turns the ball over. Ball goes back to Skagway, and you've got to watch out. It's a three-man trap up front from Heidelberg, and then they've got two players back. You can't attack it if you do it smartly, and Danny Brady tries to pass it on into the inside, trying to attack that trap and unable to do it. It was a turnover. Miramontes picks it off, and quickly it goes to Nick Nix, and we've got a foul call. That one's going to go against Colton Belisle with the push. Miramontes puts it inbound for Heidelberg. Gets it quickly over to Michael Eaglestaff. His shot no good. Rebound fought for, brought down by Alex Ackerman. He gets it to Stephen McKnight. Gets it back to Ackerman, over to Coda. Coda brings it up on the right-hand side. No trap if it's not on a score. Quickly, Danny Brady now with a 15-foot jumper. Blocked by Michael Eaglestaff, and Eaglestaff comes down with the basketball. He's going to bring it over half court himself. Now to Nick Nix. Nick Nix wanting to work on Alex Ackerman. And looks like Skagway's in a 1-3-1. A 1-3-1, except they're not trapping in the corners. And we've got a traveling violation. The 1-3-1, a little used defense in this league, throws Heidelberg off of his game a little bit. With 4:39 to go, Skagway just down three here, 5-2 the score. Coda Shindo with the ball, looking at two players up top, launches a 25-foot jump shot from the top of the key and knocks it down, tying the game at five. Well, you got to put a hand up in Coda's face, and you've got to make him shoot the ball falling away, or he is deadly accurate from long distance. Oh, Skagway forces a steal. Great defense by Danny Brady. Coda Shindo goes the length of the court, goes up for the layup, is knocked to the floor. He will go to the line shooting two, and that's where that 1-3-1 defense is so effective. They got a trap on the sideline, picked off the ball thanks to Danny Brady's quick hand, and brought the ball the length of the court. Beautiful job defensively by Skagway. Coda Shindo looking to take the lead back for Skagway. First shot up and good for Coda. 6-5. We've got a neutral officiating crew here. And on a neutral floor, more calls should go our way than the last game I called. I'm expecting. Second shot up by Coda. No good. Oh, fighting for the rebound. Stephen McKnight unable to come down with it. Ball is brought down by Will Peel, who's in the game now for Heidelberg. Anderson has it, gets it over to Miramontes. His shot up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Coda Shindo, ripped out of the hands of Miramontes, who's a big fella. And his full-length court pass, ill-advised, picked off and brought length of the court. The shot up and back of the backboard, but they're going to call it blocked shot on that one. And so it will go back over to Skagway. That was Roger Trout bringing the ball length of the court after the pickoff. Nice play by Trout. Miramontes quickly gets it into the sideline. You've got to put a hand up, and he misses his shot. Ball knocked out of the hands of Colton Belisle and off of a Heidelberg leg. Heidelberg's going to extend their pressure into the full court. Nope, they reversed their call. Well, just as soon as I say that Skagway's going to get more calls than they got last time, that's not it. They reversed the call, and it's going to go over to Heidelberg. They called it off a Skagway leg. It is Michael Eaglestaff with the ball now. Gets it back up top to Miramontes. Miramontes looks for a three-point shot. Gets back over to Roger Trout. Roger Trout throws up a three-point shot of his own. Rebound down into the hands of Warden Edenshaw. Warden Edenshaw gets it back out top to Sidney Warden Edenshaw. And his pass down low to Trout is caught. A nice catch by Trout. Back up top to Sidney Warden Edenshaw. Ooh, and beautiful, nifty little dribble into the lane. They're going to give him the bucket and the foul. That is going to be the second foul on Colton Belisle early in the first quarter. If they give it to the correct player, and it looks like they're giving the foul instead to Kota Shindo. Nope. I sit corrected. It will be the second foul on Colton Belisle. So Sidney Warden Edenshaw going to the line to shoot one. And Nick Nick back into the game for Will Peel on the Heidelberg side. Will Peel was one of the finest hairdos on the Heidelberg squad today. Tall hair, very tall hair. Not full of product either. The free throw missed and pulled down, the rebound was, by Heidelberg. So Heidelberg has it. And Michael Eaglestaff, charging into the lane, draws another foul on Skagway. And Skagway is starting to mount some fouls. Block was called on Danny Brady. Quickly out to Michael. Back over to Nick Nick. Nick Nick with the ball. And he shoots from way downtown, misses it. Danny Brady there for the rebound. The long rebound gets it over to Kota Shindo. Smart decision. Kota brings it up into the forecourt, looking to work off a pick from Ackerman. Has a three-point look. Launches it. No good. Colton Belisle there for the rebound. His put back up and good. That's two for Colton. 8-7 the score. This is a back-and-forth tilt. Quickly into the forecourt. Nick Nick. A beautiful move. Gets it over to Trout. Trout's outlet pass. It's back over to Nick, and Nick wants to drive into the lane. Oh, a beautiful jump stop by Nick. Oh, that's a play you don't see in this league that often. Nick, a lot of skill. Absolutely beautiful play, but falls asleep on the defensive end. Skagway gets it up to Danny Brady. His layup attempt is missed. Stephen McKnight fighting for the rebound, unable to get it. Nick brings it into the forecourt now for Heidelberg. Over in the corner. And out of bounds, it goes off of the hands of Roger Trout. Will be Skagway basketball, a minute 53. Micah Cook set to check in for Skagway. Skagway wearing their royal blue and gold with white trim traveling unis today. Heidelberg in the home white with purple accents and a little bit of gold in there. Another three-point bomb put up with defense in his face by Kota Shindo, but he knocks it down, making Skagway's lead 11-9. Heidelberg quickly gets it up and into the forecourt. Sidney Edenshaw gets it over to Trout. Trout wants to work a little bit, unable to do it. Gets it back over to Sidney Edenshaw. His shot, nothing but the bottom of the net. Wide open three-point bomb from Sidney Warden Edenshaw, and he knocks it down. Skagway gets it into the forecourt. Alex Ackerman has the ball. Gets it to Kota. Kota's at the top of the key working on Nick Nix. Wants to use a pick from Danny Brady. Danny's pick, not too effective. Kota goes left, rises up, jump shot up, and good! And if you get Kota Shindo hot in this gym, it could be trouble. Or Heidelberg, and it looks like it is trouble so far. 13-12, now the score. Skagway up over Heidelberg. And a lot of credit can go to this 1-3-1 defense being played by Skagway. And, ooh, almost. On the cross-court pass, Colton Belisle jumped up, almost picked it off, instead knocked it out of bounds. It will remain Heidelberg basketball. Trout to inbound. Trout gets it to Nick Nix, their standout senior point guard. Nick Nix works off a pick. DJ Dormito now into the game for Skagway. And the pass over to the corner, knocked away by Kota Shindo and picked up by Ackerman. Back over to Shindo. Shindo working the ball up the court. And it looks like Michael Eaglestaff from Heidelberg has an injured hand. He's holding it gingerly. It looks like he may have jammed a fingerprint. pretty hard or possibly dislocated something. The officials haven't noticed it and haven't called a timeout for him yet. Codicindo crosses court over to Alex Ackerman at the buzzer. His bucket, his 18-foot jumper, that is, goes up and in the bucket. That's two more for Skagway, 15-12, and Skagway has shown up to play today in Juneau on this afternoon tilt. Again, the score 15-12 now. Skagway up over Juneau. We're in Juneau. Skagway up over Heidelberg, and some of the scoring leaders so far, Codicindo has got 8 already in this game, and so he has come out with a hot hand. Colton Belisle's got a bucket. Alex Ackerman's got a couple of them for 4 points. Coda's leading the way with the defensive rebounds, has 3 of those. Colton Belisle's got a rebound, or 2, actually. He's got 1 defensive and 1 offensive rebound. Actually, Coda has also made a free throw. He's at 9 points already just after the first quarter, and 15-12 is the score for Skagway. A beautiful lead for Skagway. Heidelberg scoring leaders. Michael Eaglestaff has a bucket. Nick also has a bucket. So Skagway's held. And then they've just kind of spread it out so far. They've got 4 players with buckets in this game. So Skagway has so far flummoxed the Heidelberg offensive attack, which was so dangerous and deadly in their gym.